Okay, this might be a first for us. Two pieces of good news on the environment in just 1 week. A few days ago, we heard how the population of blue whales in the eastern Pacific has bounced back to about where it was before whaling. And today we hear this. The ozone layer is also bouncing back. The world's environment editor, Peter Thompson, is here with me now. So can you take this much good news, Peter? I mean, is it like throwing you off your game?
My game's already off this week, Mark. My daughter just started kindergarten, and she is loving it. So that's kind of like got me on cloud nine already. And now with this news, I kind of feel like this cloud of anxiety and depression that usually follows me around is suddenly lifted. I'm not sure I really recognize myself this week.
Okay, so what is the news on ozone specifically?
Well, it's interesting because this is a problem that's kind of fallen out of the news for years, and that's because we actually figured out a solution to it a long time ago. Back in the 70s, a couple of scientists discovered that some very common chemicals, mostly things that are used in refrigeration and air conditioning, we're escaping into the atmosphere and destroying the Earth's ozone layer. Now, ozone is a special kind of oxygen. It filters out a lot of the sun's ultraviolet rays that can otherwise basically bust up DNA and cause things like skin cancer. So these scientists realized those chemicals could destroy ozone. Before long, we started seeing evidence that it was actually happening. And within barely 10 years, the world struck an agreement to phase those chemicals out. It was called the Montreal Protocol. It went into effect in 1989. So the news is now, 25 years later, ozone levels have finally stopped falling, and in some parts of the atmosphere, they've actually started increasing. And that comes from a new report from the UN and the World Meteorological Organization.
So 25 years, is that a long time or a short time for the ozone to bounce back?
Well, all these chemicals we've been putting in the atmosphere take a long time to break down. And the ozone takes a while to build back up again. It's a long, slow process, but perhaps by mid-century, it'll be roughly back to where it was.
So we're not totally out of the woods on this.
Well, no, like I said, it'll be several more decades before it's back to where it was, and there's still a problem. There's new chemicals that are affecting it some. It's actually kind of bound up also with a climate change problem. So, no, we're not out of the woods, but the bottom line is that this is a real global environmental success story. And one of the big ironies in all this is that early on in that process, industry said the science is uncertain and it would cost too much to replace these chemicals.
Right. Echoes of the debate over climate change. I mean, without the big fix.
Well, yeah, the parallels are very direct in a lot of ways. But of course, climate change really kind of dwarfs the ozone problem. But the lesson is that we can do this. And the new report is really evidence of that.
Do you think it's enough evidence to give us hope?
All I can say really is that it's important to have these kinds of successes, not just in my line of work, but I really think for all of us. You know, the news on the environment is just usually so bad day to day. I think it's really important for folks to be reminded that when we really put our minds to things, we can fix a lot of the environmental problems that we've created for ourselves. And this is a great example of that and really a moment to take heart.
All right. Good news from the Environment Desk, the world's environment editor, Peter Thompson. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Marco.